There's the handoff to McDermott, a bobble out in the field, and it is recovered by the Flathead Braves. First and 10 for the Flathead Braves on the Billings 27-yard line. A Billings fumble, a Flathead recovery, gives Flathead possession of the ball on the Billings 27-yard line, where it will be first and 10 for the Flathead Braves, who are leading, as I have told you, 20-0 in this ball game, in which there are 2 minutes and about 3 or 4 seconds remaining. Flathead reserves pretty cheaply in the game now, and these mud-bespattered warriors of the Braves coming off the field. We can't see the Billings men coming off on the other side of the field. We assume that they're in pretty much the same condition. Are a sight to behold. Now it's first and 10 for the Braves. There is a penalty against the Braves for delaying the game, which will make it first and 15 on the Billings 31-yard line. First and 10 for the Flathead Braves on the Billings 31-yard line. The Braves taking advantage of another break in the ball game, a fumble on the part of Billings, and now they have the ball. First and 15 on the Billings 31. The Braves in the tail in the short punt. There is a flag on the play. The ball went back to Frank Lannon, who drives up to the 30-yard line and is brought to earth, but there are plenty of flags, two flags down on the field, so we'll have to await the official decision. The seconds ebbing away very rapidly now in a game that has given a maximum of thrills to the paying customers who came out here and braved wet seats on the stadium and so forth. They have been amply repaid by the brand of football they have seen. And a 5-yard penalty against the Flathead Braves has been refused by the Billings Bronx, which makes it second and 14. Second and 14 on the Billings 31. Second and 14 on the Billings 31 for the Flathead Braves. The Braves showing their reserve status out there. Break out of the huddle, then go back, check their signals. Now they're ready to play in a short punt formation. It's Knox back there, and fumbles the ball, and there's a big pile up on the 34-yard line. Knox taking a direct pass from center, bobbling the ball, and I believe recovering his own fumble. There is a flag on the play. Yes, Knox did recover his own fumble, but lost a yard or so on the play. There was a flag out there, and we'll have to await the official's decision. The officials are talking to McKinnon, the Billings captain, and we should have the decision in just a moment. An offside penalty against the Flathead Braves is refused by the Billings Bronx, naturally enough. And it will be third down, 18 yards to go for the Billings Bronx. The ball resting on the 34-yard line of the Billings. Third and 18 for the Braves on the Billings 34-yard line. Now the Braves in the short punt. It's Knox trying left guard and getting nowhere, maybe picking up 2 or 3 yards on the play. There is 1 minute, 19 seconds remaining in the ball game, with Flathead leading by 20 points. Knox picking up a couple of yards there, making fourth down. And